meanwhile, there were a number of heresies, a great number of heresies flourishing, and the most important for our present point were two. One is the Pelagian heresy. Now, Pelagius was an Irish monk. Here we are in Europe. And the crux of the Pelagian heresy was this, that no one can inherit the sin of another. Consequently, mankind has not inherited the sin of Adam. Consequently, there is no value in the doctrine of original sin. Consequently, man does not have to be saved from original sin. Man can save himself. He does not need the sacraments. This is the Pelagian heresy. Christ, as a model, is a great advantage to the Christian world, because through that model, man can be inspired to that act of will which enables him to release himself from the darkness of ignorance. But it is not through vicarious grace gained by the crucifixion of Christ that the individual is to be saved. Well, this was the first great heresy that Augustine lost himself against. Without original sin, without the inheritance of original sin, the whole doctrine of the necessity for the incarnation is in trouble. But from that individualistic standpoint, which I have identified with Europe, it's impossible to think of this tribal heritage of sin or this racial heritage of sin. And so we're in a situation there. That's the first point. The second great heresy was known as the Donatist heresy. And the doctrine here was, this was a heresy that accepted the necessity of the sacraments. The doctrine was that sacraments administered by an unworthy priest do not work. This brought up a terribly difficult problem because it rendered the administration of sacraments questionable all the time. Who knows what the moral condition of the priest is? And again, Augustine let go at the Donatist heresy with the doctrine of the incorruptibility of the sacraments, that no matter what the character of the priest, the anointed, sacramentally anointed and ordained priest, the sacrament works. So you see what you have now. You have as the official doctrine the absolute necessity of the sacraments for salvation, since man cannot save himself because we have inherited original sin and that is overcome by Christ and Christ's virtue, which is communicated to man through the sacraments. The absolute necessity of man accepting the sacraments from the church, which is the only authorized organization to administer the sacraments, and the absolute freedom of the clergy to behave any way it wanted to in administering the sacraments. Well, that may have been all right in the 5th century and 6th century, but by the 12th, the clergy had become notoriously immoral. Pope Innocent III himself called his clergy a pigsty of swine. The behavior was disgraceful on all counts. And yet, these had the keys to heaven, and everyone had to submit to them.